Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. What tea are we serving?
Hey, what's up?
Yes.
Right. Trinity is entangled yet again, but this time it's with Tupac.
And Black Widow is finally coming out next week, so of course we're dishing with Scarlett Johansson and the cast.
Frank is out today and Handcrack will join us later. But Heidi, what's up first, honey?
Oh, you're going to love this story, Gary. I'm going to get your attention real quick because it's about your cousins. Okay. Prince William and Prince Harry, well, they put their differences aside yesterday when they unveiled a statue of their beloved mother, Princess Diana, on what would have been her 60th birthday.
Wow.
The brothers, whose falling out's been the subject of intense media scrutiny, looked pretty relaxed together as they revealed the statue of Diana in a sunken garden. This was in Kensington Palace, her former home. And now the bronze statue depicts Diana, who I do have comments about, by the way, once you see this, who was killed, of course, in Paris in a Paris car crash in 1997,
right,
surrounded by three children, which Kensington Palace said represented the universality and generational impact of her work.
Mm. Oh, okay, because I was about to say, who are these little black children?
So, Gary, these are your cousins.
Yeah.
These are your cousins, Gary. Are you happy to see them on good terms, at least for this day?
Yes, Heidi, because I mean a family that pray together, stay together. And Prince William and Harry definitely, honey, need to join forces and get together and represent their beautiful, lovely mother, honey, because it's touching.
Is that baby Gary? Is that little Gary?
Yes, that was me.
Oh, my God. You really are.
That's
Gary.
Yeah.
Wow. That is.
Oh, my
that
God.
Really
that's Gary. Look at
Gary?
The chin.
That's
you
Gary from 1986.
Tell your mama you made it.
I'm glad you all finally recognize
it
and acknowledging me. I'm so glad you all finally have come to terms to acknowledge.
We don't deserve you, Gary.
They really are your cousins,
no.
Gary.
Yes.
Well, y'all, moving on. It seems like ever since Jada Pinkett Smith made a celebratory birthday post in honor of Tupac's 50th birthday. Wow, only 50? Mm. A few weeks ago, more details about their relationship has risen. All right?
What?
Yeah.
What?
According to former Outlaws rapper Napoleon, Pac was offended by the beginning stages of Jada's dating of Will Smith. Check this out.
Pac came in the room. He's like, man, Jada, she gonna contact me and tell me don't do nothing to Will Smith. So Pac was upset. He was like, I don't know why she think that I would have tried to make some problems with Will Smith. You know, so I guess it kind of hurt him that, you know what I mean? He had a lot of love for Jada Pinkett, a lot of respect for her. A lot of respect for
it. All right, you guys. So how do y'all feel about this? Do y'all feel like if Pac was still alive and popping, that him and Jada would have an entanglement while she's with Will Smith? Do y'all think that would be the case?
You do. I do. And because, and let me give you this little tidbit about Portia. If I'm recalling correctly, Portia, Tupac was your very first, like, hardcore crush.
Yes.
Right?
Him, yes.
And I think it's the same for Jada. I think she really does have... it's like that takes you back to those, that baby love,
yes,
that puppy love, those
yeah,
days.
Well, Heidi,
that just
Jada
always
was
there.
Always into the fact that her and Pac were soulmates as best friends. So I think it's, you know, sometimes being best friends, it's almost like a, closer than a brother. So I'm trying to figure out.
It's
you
a
think-
bigger deal.
If Jada would be with Tupac today, would have been with Tupac, she would be broke. So, honey, she did the right thing by going with Will Smith.
Don't do that.
Will Smith was not a
no.
Dog.
Tupac no. And Biggie would be flourishing right now. Don't do that.
Yes, Brad.
Don't do that. Yeah, are you crazy?
Well, Gary, since you want to be so disrespectful...
Your friend Gary Lamar Odom recently blasted a New York judge for failing to make child support payments after participating in a celebrity boxing match that his ex claimed he netted a $40,000 paycheck. Well, Lamar, y'all, was not too happy about the report that he took to social media to clap back. And he wrote, I never air out my personal business because it's personal, but I've had enough. I was never married to my kid's mother. I took care of her from the second she became pregnant. And even after I was married, I still pay her bills. I am not responsible for a grown-ass woman. Once my children became adults, my duties were done. I told her to go to work, move into an affordable home. She didn't listen to me. That is not on me. He also mentioned, y'all, that he does not get a pension check from the NBA, and he did not make $40,000 from the celebrity boxing match. Now, what y'all
but
think
wait,
about this?
But wait, this is what I understand. Is this back child support that they're talking about, or is this
probably
because the kids
so.
Are older?
So
no, he said from the time he found out she was pregnant, he paid it. He was there.
That's what he said. Do you? Let me tell you something. When you're paying child support, if you don't have receipts, what you say don't mean jack. So if the judge is saying you have to pay this money, then it probably is back child support. You can't just be handing the woman money.
Exactly.
You need receipts.
Exactly.
Can they come after you for back child support?
Yes, can they come after you for that?
Okay.
Absolutely. Wow. Yes, they do.
Yes.
And I'm not saying Lamar is lying. Please don't think I'm just saying, but I'm saying you need receipts. So you can't say I've been taking care of these kids since they was little. If you don't have the paper, you're going to be in trouble.
I bet Sherry Shepherd could pull out receipts right now on this show.
Oh, yes, I can. Sherry, I pay child support for two children.
And Sherry sends me child support every month, too. She sends me my monthly check.
Nice. Well, you know,
Poppy.
Oh, that's
nice. Because
I want you to call me mama.
Sugar mama right there,
I need
baby.
You to call me mama.
Sugar mama.
That's right. Getting no more chewy.
Well, it looks like Renee Zellweger and Anstead's romance is heating up. Mm. Now, a source told reporters that the couple bonded over common interests, and when they met, they just clicked.
Ooh,
plus, the timing was right. He's very cute.
Yeah.
And get this, Portia, the two reportedly met while working on a show together. Now, Ant just finalized his divorce from Flip or Flop star Christina Hack, but clearly he's not pumping the brakes on getting back out there. Now, he is 42, she is 52, and I'm loving it. So, you know, yes, get it, girl.
Yes, get it, girl. Get that young man.
Sherry, would you date a damn man 10 years younger? Would you date one?
Yes, she would.
You know why? I would tell you why. I don't want to date anybody that's under 44, because I think by the time you're 44, 45, you pretty much know what you want to like and you got it together. When you start going under 42, you still trying to find yourself. You still messing around with a lot of girls. I don't want you.
Yep.
Nah, y'all some bozo heads at 40. Y'all bozo heads.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, bro.
I don't want no bozo.
Thank you for co-signing, Portia. Thank you.
A bozo head.
Portia's got it figured out.
That's why Portia had to go to the motherland, yo. Portia had to go to the motherland to go get her one. That's why she did that, bro.
My God.
All right, when Quentin Tarantino released his movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood back in 2019, he received a lot of criticism about his portrayal of Bruce Lee in the movie from fans and Bruce Lee's daughter. Well, here's what Quentin had to say about all of that, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah, a lot of people felt like you made Bruce Lee into an a-hole.
I can understand his daughter having a problem with it. It's f***ing father, all right?
Right?
I get that. But anybody else, go suck a d***.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Quinn said some nice things, honey.
What I do like is he giving respect. He was like, I'm respecting you. I'm not going to put you in the same lump. Even though you're saying the same thing, I respect you because you're Bruce Lee's daughter. So I do like that about Quinn.
But, you know, there's going to be things about my dad that I don't know. And maybe somebody from his past says, oh, yeah, you think your dad is your dad and however you feel about him. But I'm doing a true movie and this is my experience with him.
Right.
So I might be like, how dare you say about, well, that was his experience with my dad who may have been an in some circumstances. You know what I mean?
Kids always have a perception of their parents that other adults may not, because when you're a child, you think something different. So, but I like the fact that he gave her respect. I love that.
Me too. I guarantee you, if we didn't have the internet, he'd have called her a okay?
The fact that he knew that we would have gone in on him
online, that's what kept him nice and polite.
All right, y'all. Coming up, find out how there are two John Cenas honey in the world right now. Believe it. Now, you don't want to miss this crazy story, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. On a Reddit forum posted about a prank played on him that kind of, well, I'll let you guys decide if he took it too far. This guy's girlfriend was going to be away for his birthday party, so she FedExed his gift to her family so they could be sure he didn't open it until the party in front of everyone. But his girlfriend's sister thought it would be really funny to switch out the real gift with a fake positive pregnancy test. Yes, and when he opened the gift, y'all, he got so excited that he started crying, thinking he was going to be a dad for the first time, only to find out it was a prank. Well, y'all, he stormed out of his own party. He said he was pissed off, hurt, and embarrassed. And, of course, the girlfriend's sister felt awful and left the party crying as well.
Man.
Now, y'all, the family is beefing
because the girlfriend is upset about the prank while her family feels he overreacted. So what do y'all think? Do y'all feel like he overreacted or not?
No.
I don't.
He did not overreact.
The man, first of all, what people don't understand is that's hard. The man already had a baby with an ex-girlfriend who was born prematurely and the baby died. So this is where pranks go too far.
Yes.
So he thought that he was having another baby. This family who thinks he's being overreacting, screw you. That's hard.
Yeah, screw you. Yeah. This is his life.
Mm. Gary and Chewy, Gary, you go first. Now, if somebody gave you a fake pregnancy test, how would you feel?
I would be totally devastated if somebody gave me a fake pregnancy test.
Man.
I know damn well, honey, I'm not doing nothing, and I lay on mine.
Right.
So I know that wouldn't
be right. I would need you guys to start a GoFundMe for me for bail money because I'm dropkicking somebody.
You play silly games, you're going to get a silly prize, okay?
That's right. We have pranks continue. From pranks to dares, if you're planning on getting wasted this 4th of July, well, you better think twice about participating in any dares because you might become the next John Cena. Wait, what? Okay, so
what
get this.
Happened?
After one too many drinks at a playful wrestling match, a 23-year-old British man was dared to change his legal name, his government name from Lewis Oldfield to John Cena.
Wow.
And not being one to renege on a dare, Mr. Oldfield is now John Cena.
Oh, get out of here.
Wow.
The new John Cena said, I will always follow through with dares, so I just did it.
You know what? For me, if the punishment is to get pinched 100 times, you're just going to have to pinch me, okay? Pinch me, whatever. I take it, because I be damn changed my name.
If you could change your name, y'all, what would you change it to and why?
Janet Jackson.
Heidi Spielberg.
I probably change mine to Gary Tight Ass.
Gary Tight Ass.
That's a great last name.
Any name I could change it to when my ex-husbands can't find me would be fine with me. Whatever.
You guys can do it. All you have to do is fill out paperwork. This guy, the new John Cena, he followed through on this dare. He filled out 6 legal documents and changed his passport. And he even got his mom on board, but he has yet to tell his dad. And the other thing about this story is he's not even a wrestling fan. Like, this is the dumbest story.
Sherry, this is the type of man you need to be with. This is a man of his word. His name is John Cena, so he got a famous name, no money, okay? Yeah.
Keeps his promises.
This is great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to keep all the promises. Stand by your side. That's right. He's going to stick beside you, girl.
He may stick by his word, but he's a dumbass. That's what he is.
All right. The lovely Scarlett Johansson is here edition about her new movie, Black Widow, and she brought the whole crew with her. So don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Scarlett Johansson and the all-star cast of Black Widow coming to theaters and Disney Plus on July the 9th.
Where did you think I was all this time?
We have unfinished business.
My girls are the toughest girls in the world.
Okay, now, Florence, I need your help because both you and Scarlett are queens of the red carpet. And in this film, there is some jibbing about Scarlett's superhero poses.
Yeah.
Now, I am going back into the world. It's a post-COVID world. I want to meet someone. I don't really know how you're supposed to stand at bars anymore.
You do the pose.
I want you two to help me. I'm going to take this chair. So I'm going to pretend. Okay, I just broke a wine glass, so I'm just gonna. How do I pose at a bar? What do you do? I feel very.
Do the Black Widow pose.
Well, like, so like Scarlett, like this.
I promise you, it will get some eyes.
How do you pose at a bar? I don't know. Stand at a bar posing?
Well, you'll let us on the bar.
If you have a fucking wine glass in your hand, nobody's going to want to talk to you. That's number
one. Maybe they will.
Okay, all right. Number one, lose the wine glass. I've lost the broken wine glass. Now what do I do?
Okay.
I would put that ham right up on the bar. Yes.
Like.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, my God, you look like Captain Morgan.
Oh my God, I love
Make sure
that.
You bring a big feathery plumy hat.
Okay.
Yeah, you need some kind of swashbuckling outfit and a sword and a barrel and a parrot.
And a
a broken wine glass.
And a broken wine glass.
Okay, now I want you to teach me, because you have one of the most epic Russian accents ever seen on film.
Oh.
I need you to teach me, how do I do that accent, David?
You know, they get the shoulders back, a little bit the chin, like, you know, everything you say, like, you know, I don't know. Like, and everything kind of tapers out. Yeah, go ahead. Get your shoulders back. And then okay, so. Out a little bit. I'll leave with the like, Adam's apple. Hey, look at that.
But you gotta do interview. Interview yeah. Like this. Like,
it's pretty amazing, but you got to be careful because you can turn into like Italian gangster in that same pose a little bit too. You can turn into Tony Soprano. So you have to be careful. But that was good. I was impressed, Andrew.
Okay, like.
Knowing what you know now in terms of martial arts and all these things, could you be my bodyguard?
I think I could give it a pretty good go. I might just use like the power of my mind and just stare at your enemy, stare them down. I'd give it a go. I would be honored to try and be your bodyguardette.
Talk to me about the level of secrecy here, because I understand, you know, you guys would go to set in cloaks. Did any family members try to get any colonels out of you? Are you good at keeping secrets, OT?
I'll tell you something that happened was I was, you know, because they give you what they call sides, your script, you know, for the day. And so I had my sides and I was learning my lines or whatever. And then at the end of finishing the scene, I went past a trash can and I threw my sides in the trash can and I started walking away. And then in the corner, I saw this guy coming after me doing the old Terminator. And I'm like, what is it? Am I about to get taken out here? And he puts his hand in the garbage and he goes, you can do this. You can do this. Because you can't even throw anything in the trash. They are serious about their security. But I get it why, because it would be a spoiler, I think, for people if, you know, sides were escaped to them. So anyway, I learned my lesson.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, my friends. Now, one of Ava Mendez's followers had a question for. How many of your photos are taken by Ryan? Now, they referred to our partner, Ryan Gosling, and Ava responded, none that I post. My friends take them, and I take theirs. It's a girl thing.
Okay. Notice how Ava said that none that she posts. So that means that Ryan is most likely taking all them pictures.
Ooh, yes.
But, Portia, I agree with you, honey. Now, you always have sexy pictures, honey, from your vacation and on Instagram, honey. Simon, don't take yours.
Well, who told you that? Yes, he do take them pictures.
How you
that's
know?
That's a part of being the fiancé, honey. He needs to know all of my angles.
But do y'all remember that picture of Judy and Brett and they were in bed and Judy had her hand on Brett's boot?
Yes, we do.
Who took that picture?
It was a selfie and I cropped it, yeah.
What you crop out, Brett? What else was in there?
My arm, bitch. My arm.
Like, anytime a female takes a picture, it is always going to be 100% better than any picture that a guy would take.
Absolutely.
It's going to look 1,000% better.
That's why I never like a man to take my picture.
Young man will have you looking like SpongeBob, okay? And you be sitting there looking every bit like Megan Thee Stallion.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.